Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today's Thursday, March 24th, 2005. It's now about 8 minutes before the hour of 9 a.m. Have Senator Guest, Senator Terrio, Senator Huggins, myself, Senator Seekins, and Senator French. All members are in attendance. We're going to start this morning with Senate Joint Resolution Number 12. We're honored to have the sponsor with us, Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The resolution is a fairly straightforward expression from the Alaska, on behalf of the Alaska Legislature to the Congress, that that should we experience a vacancy in the Supreme Court of the United States this year, that that the nomination forwarded by the President be dealt with expeditiously and not be subject to the filibuster that has caused judicial nominations to languish in the Congress. Of course, there's been battles back and forth about filling many of the judicial spots, and I've restricted this just to the Supreme Court and certainly the regular wrangling, I guess, of Congress will probably continue on the other judicial positions. I know that you know, some people may say, well, why don't you just write a letter into the Congress if you want to express your individual opinion, and certainly individual members of the legislature can do that. However, if we want to be on record at all as a state, one of the 50 states of the Union, expressing an opinion on how the replacement of a Supreme Court justice should be handled, then we should do so as a state. I had my staff pull together some information yesterday regarding the margin of victory in the last two election cycles for the Republican candidate, and that being our sitting president. And in the state of Alaska, it's been almost 2-1 through the last two elections. So as far as the legislature making an expression backing, stating that the Congress take expeditious action on a nomination brought forward by the president that's enjoyed almost a two-to-one margin, I think, from the Alaska citizens, it seems appropriate. So that's why the resolution is introduced.
Is there anyone that wants to give public testimony on this bill? No one online? Anyone locally? Yes, sir, if you'll come up and put your name on the record, we'll be eager to hear your testimony.
Mayor Thompson, Sioux City Valley, representing myself. I really wasn't coming to testify to anything today, but after reading this resolution, I think that it's totally out of place for this body to send a resolution representing the people of Alaska, saying what this thing does. This process that has been going on for nominating Supreme Court justices has been the same over time. It was the same when Republicans nominated justices to the Supreme Court. It was the same when a Democratic president nominated them. The filibuster process is a part of the process. To bring this document forward is just, I don't know, it doesn't represent me, it doesn't represent a lot of the people, and it doesn't matter how I vote. I'm not in either one of the parties that are represented on this particular committee. I'm an independent myself, a longtime Alaskan, and I think this is bordering the ridiculous, and that's all I want to say to it.
Any questions? Hearing none, thank you. Anyone else wish to testify? We'll close public testimony. Is there discussion among the members? Senator French.
Thank you. Senator Terrio, I wonder if you've given any thought to the usage of the word confirm as opposed to consider, vote on, or some other verb that might imply sort of, I guess the concern I have is that we're this resolution says they shouldn't, you know, give them due consideration in a floor vote. They're saying they should confirm whatever name the president advances, and of course, the president, like anybody else, can make a mistake and advance a person that just isn't suitable. The president recently nominated Bernard Carrick to be the head of the Homeland Security Department, his signature department. The president's greatest strength is in
you know, Homeland Security. And Mr. Carrick was just a bad nomination, and he had to withdraw his name. So I'm just wondering if we couldn't, you know, temper that with some verb that better captured the idea that we should give him a fair hearing and a vote rather than just automatically confirm whatever name the president advances.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess my concern would be that if you just say consider and you never get to a vote, I think that the nomination for Homeland Security, certainly through the committee process, review process that they had, when the individual problems with that nominee were discovered, his name was withdrawn. And that's, you know, that process should go forward. But I guess, you know, without that type of stuff derailing a person, if you just put consider, do you ever really get to a vote? Well, we considered it and we decided we just won't allow a vote to happen. You know, is that consideration? And if they
bring to a vote of the entire body, something like that.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is your objection to the filibuster process?
Senatorial.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it really is, not even allowing the vote to happen. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a suggestion on you know, how to just word it so that it is that they get to a final vote, I guess I consider. I feel comfortable with the wording, but
Senator French,
be it resolved, request the United States Senate quickly to bring to a vote of the entire body. I'd have to work on it a little bit because I don't want to clutter it up and make it that sounds clunky as I articulate it here.
We're talking about the majority vote process right on the floor. That's what we want to get to.
I think that's right, yeah.
It is a confirmation vote.
Right.
And move quickly to accomplish a confirmation vote or something along that line, but actually bring to a majority, position of a majority vote, not block with a filibuster requiring a 60-member vote is your intent. Am I correct?
That's correct.
So all of whom, let's see, that the Alaska State Legislature requests the United States Senate to move quickly
to bring to a majority vote?
Yeah. To vote up or down?
Down.
With the majority vote. To vote up or down with a majority vote. All nominations brought by President George W. Bush for the position of United States Supreme Court Justice.
Vote up or down with a majority vote. Is that what I hear the committee groping towards?
Well, Mr. Chairman, if you've got a different bill to go to, we can set this aside just well. Write out a few things.
Sure. When we do that, would you
if I could just while we're on the subject, if I could give to the members of the committee this article that I read just last night out of the Atlantic Monthly. It's probably more a left-leaning magazine than a right-leaning magazine, but the title.
Why would you have one?
It just came to my mailbox, Mr. Chairman, with my name on it. So, and the title of the article is "Rehnquist the Great," which was a thought that had never occurred to me before. I read the article; I found it persuasive, and the gist of the article really was that I think Senator Huggins may find it interesting because it goes to the desire of the Chief Justice to make certain that judges effectuate the will of the majority, and it discusses that at length. And it impinges on this resolution just briefly in that the article notes that if judicial activism is defined by a judge's willingness to strike down state or federal laws, then Justice Scalia and Justice Thomas are the two most activist judges on the court today. Surpassed only by Anthony Kennedy and perhaps surprisingly Sandra Day O'Connor. In contrast, Rehnquist is tied with Stephen Breyer for the role of the second most restrained justice after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's just interesting.
And Mr. Chairman, I know that from my studies that quite often you think you know what a justice how he's going to vote in the future, and they get on the bench And I think that's probably what this article speaks to. So,
well, I think Rehnquist has been predictable. It's just not.
Let's keep let's keep ourselves from being too freewheeling here. But you know, I have no doubt that I believe that the proper responsibility of the Supreme Court is to comment on the constitutionality of laws. And there is no doubt that in any deliberative body, there are going to be laws passed that conflict with the Constitution. And it appears to me that those people who confine themselves to commenting on things within the four corners of that document are probably doing their job the best. And instead of trying to impose on the people things and by their will that the population probably would never vote for. So I think we've got there is a problem, and it's going to be one of those things that's going to be focused on for a long time, and so I think this resolution has merit, and we'll set it aside just to work on some another bill here. So let's move on. Senate Bill 118. Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Did the Department of Law want to comment?
I left a message for Annie, and we'll see if she's available.
Okay.
There were the concern raised during the last hearing on this bill was that SB 118 could conceivably create some overlap with the sex abuse of a minor in the first degree and sex abuse of a minor in the second degree. And the concern was that individuals who who engaged in this conduct, this online enticement of a minor, could conceivably be charged with the higher crime, the unclassified felony, or the Class A felony. I discussed this at length with a prosecutor that I used to work with in the Anchorage office, who was the head of the sex crime prosecution section when I worked there. I discussed it with Dean Guinelli. And the place we came to was that, to the extent there was an overlap, this bill would only carve out those individuals who are conducting this crime, that is, online enticement of a minor. And to the extent that there might be some other, the SAM 1 bill or law says that if you do such and such and such and such, those could be considered to be SAM 1. This could be considered to be SAM 1, but the prosecutors I spoke to thought that in all things being equal, it was better to have it as a separate crime because of its narrow definition. That's kind of the result of the conversation. We did come up with this amendment at the suggestion of Dean Guinelli.
Is that the same one?
This one we have, right?
Is that the one
we have? Okay, good. Does everyone have a copy of that amendment?
It says offered in the Senate, but that's
8.1.
8.1, right.
Right.
And that was based on Dean Guinelli's concern that the prosecutor not be get in the position of having to prove that the acts described in the enticement, the offers made in the enticement, the situation created by the enticement, that the prosecutor not have to prove that that actually happened, that someone left their house and went to meet the victim, left their house and went to pick up the victim, rented a hotel room, or made some other preparatory step, that the crime itself is the offer, if you will, or the enticement or the seduction of the minor or the purported minor over the computer. And that's what this amendment purports to. It's amendment number one, and I would move amendment number one for the committee's consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Terrio.
Object for just I believe, which is a technical correction. I asked my staff to check the references here. 1141-255 doesn't exist. It jumps from 250 to 260. I think you actually mean 1141-455.
I would take that friendly amendment. I think you're absolutely right. That's what the bill refers to, is 455.
Technical correction to the amendment there on line 4. It's 455, not 255.
Technical correction is so noted. For the discussion on the amendment, is there objection to the amendment? Seeing no further objection, amendment number one is adopted.
That, I believe, took care of the principal concern of the Department of Law, and I'd be happy to answer any of the questions about the bill.
Other questions? Is there someone who online who wishes to testify on this bill? No? Anyone in the audience that wishes to testify this bill in Juneau? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Discussion among the members. Were there any changes in the fiscal notes?
I spoke to Mr. Guinelli about that, and he assured me he could get an indeterminate fiscal note in time for a hearing at the next committee.
Probably, I think that would be
prudent.
Prudent from a number of cases. In other words, there's comments here that say, "Well, geez, not going to have any impact because we don't expect to handle any significant number of cases on this." And if it was my bill, I don't think I'd want those comments on the fiscal notes.
I brought those comments to the attention of Mr. Grinnelli. He wasn't here to hear the testimony of the Anchorage detective who said we've got more of these cases than we can shake a stick at. I think I'm synopsizing his testimony.
With that comment on the record, I would just think it would be prudent to get it done.
And I appreciate that suggestion, and I think the department will cooperate.
Other questions or comments? Hearing none, Senator Getz? We are.
I'll move SB 118, Committee of Individual, as amended with individual recommendations and attached to zero, but probably changing systems.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 118, as amended, with promises of new fiscal notes, is passed out of committee to the next committee of referral. Senator Terry, are you ready to go back, or do we want to...
Mr. Chairman, I think just reading this on the...
Let's move back to Senate Joint Resolution number 12.
I think I'd be able to meet Senator French halfway here on page 2, line 4, if it just read, Senate move quickly to a majority floor vote of the Senate on all nominations by the President of the United Supreme Court.
Majority floor vote. That seems...
Majority floor vote. So basically, we're trying to get through the roadblock.
Right.
We're not predetermining what the outcome will be.
Right. I would... if that's a moved amendment, I wouldn't object to it.
Is there objection to the amendment as stated by Senator Terrio?
And Mr. Chairman, I think if we do it with a little bit of latitude, staff can work with the drafters. It will probably trigger a change in the title also that will reflect that, then be fine.
Is there objection to a change in the title to conform with the amendment that we've made to the body? Hearing none, this bill is amended with amendment number one, which would amend the title and the body of the bill on page 2 to read the same. Is there a motion on the bill? Senator Terrio.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the Judiciary CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 12 with the attached, is there a zero fiscal note?
Yes.
From committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, this bill is passed from committee to the next committee of referral. Ms. Carpinetti, I'm glad to see that you're here. We just considered Senate Bill 118. We took a look at and adopted Amendment Number 1, which is in the upper right-hand corner, A.1. Have you got a copy of that? This was worked on between Senator French and Mr. Guinelli. Maybe we'll give you a copy of that.
We have passed a bill out, but we are eager to hear if you do have any other comments that you would want to make on the bill. We would be more than willing to reconsider anything that was pertinent or germane to the issue.
I see.
We'll give you a copy of the amendment.
Dean was concerned that the...
And we'll take a short recess. Let's move now to Senate Bill 119. Ms. Carpinetti, I'm glad to see you here. I do know that you had some stated concerns on 119 from the department. First, we'll get with Senator French. And Senator French, why don't you give us what comments you have at this point?
119, actually, this the first amendment on this should, the first proposed amendment is G.1.
G.1.
Committee members have it. The substance of the amendment says following person, insert being 18 years of age or older.
I have G.2.
I have .2.
Here, let me give you, I've got some right here.
Senator French is moving amendment number 1, which is in the upper right-hand corner, G.1. I'll object for an explanation.
This was in response to a concern of Ms. Carpinetti's expressed during the last hearing that we focus the crime on those adults who send pornography to children, and that we make sure we carve out 15, 16, 17-year-olds that may be doing this to one another for whatever dumb or bad or stupid reason they might be doing it, but that we focus the attention of the bill, if you will, on adults who are trying to break the inhibitions down of children. And so that's the simple intent of Amendment number 1.
Ms. Carpinetti, do you have comments?
I don't have any.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give Ms. Carpinetti a moment to... Take a look at this.
I apologize. This hearing didn't get on our radar.
Just go off the record for another moment. Start a little bit just on what we're going to do next week. On Tuesday, as I previously announced, we're going to pick up on the medical malpractice bill, and we'll also schedule Senator Guess's Senate Bill 106. I'm not sure that we'll get through the med malpractice since we're starting at 10:30, but what I'd like to do, and what I as you now have already determined, what we try to do is to get them on our schedule early in the week so that if we complete something, we can move into the next bill without any kind of delay. So we will get to everybody further stuff. We do have Wednesday scheduled for a teleconference with Herman Walker on Ethics Committee. It's his first available date. That may take place. I'm not sure yet. Other than that, those are the two that we have, and we'll get you something that'll show you how we might fill in the rest of the week as well. But we do want to try to take any backlog that we have in the Judiciary Committee and move it as timely as possible, so that we don't get, we're so often a second committee of referral that toward the end of the session we have to be very careful that we don't just get balled up. So we're trying to make sure that we have an empty drawer as much as possible before we get toward the end of the session. So is there any further comment from members of the Judiciary Committee?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, yes. And we'll look forward to seeing you all next Tuesday. With that, Judiciary Committee is adjourned.